Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Va'era, and I appeared. Week 14, 5th Aliyah. After Moses and Aaron left Pharaoh, Moses cried out to the Lord about the frogs he had brought on Pharaoh. Exodus 8:12, 8:8 in Hebrew. Why do we have to cry out to the Eternal? The Eternal had planned to take away the frogs. However, this couldn't be done without men's participation. Moshe's prayer was needed. The Hebrew text says that Moshe cried out, Vayitzak, to the Eternal to take away the frogs. Why did Moshe have to cry out if the Eternal's plan was to take them away? It's obvious that the Eternal seeks for collaborators to fulfill his purposes on the earth. The first time the word tzaak appears in the Torah, it's in Genesis 4:10, where it speaks about Hevel's, Abel's, blood crying out from the ground. The second time we see this word is in Genesis 27:34, where it is written that Esav cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry when he found out that he had lost his father's blessing. The third time that this word, sa'ak, is found is in Genesis 41:55, where it said that the people of Egypt cried to Pharaoh for bread. This shows us that sometimes we have to cry out to heaven for the Eternal's plan to be fulfilled on earth. One of the most important purposes of prayer is that Hashem's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. And many times, it's necessary to cry out for the Eternal to respond. Why cry out if the Eternal can hear our thoughts? The Eternal doesn't need our cry. We are the ones who need to cry out to Him. The one who cries out uses a lot of energy in his prayer, and that energy creates intensity that helps the one who is praying to focus and really be aware of what he is doing. The Eternal doesn't hear the prayers made with no devotion. If one prays without thinking on what he is praying for, or with no real desire for what he is asking, his prayer has no effect. Crying out helps intensify our prayer. The cry of a righteous person unleashes supernatural powers. The cry of a righteous person delivers from the chains of disbelief. The cry of a righteous person delivers from demonic oppression. The cry of a righteous person takes him out of the emotional prison. The cry of a righteous person moves the Eternal's hand. By the power of a righteous person's cry, the evil forces tremble. The cry of a righteous one is necessary for the Eternal's plan to be fulfilled on earth. Dear disciple of Yeshua, cry out to heaven and you will see the Eternal's mighty hand. May the Eternal fulfill His purpose in your life. Shalom.